Where have all the warm hands gone? I am officially out of popcorn, right in the middle of the movie. I have also slurped enough Coca-Cola from a wax-coated paper cup that the public restroom at the Bama Theater is beckoning to me. Right here, right now, it's about 1950 A.D. in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I have just held hands on purpose with an actual girl for the first time in my decade-long life. Up till now, holding hands with girls has only been a forced march event. When being required to square dance in grammar school, I clasp all kinds of hands, some of which feel kind of nice, but the fact that I have to do it always kills the moment. I don't know how it happens, but Patricia White and I are sitting elbow to elbow in the dark, avidly watching a full-length movie, and suddenly we are holding hands. Holy cow! It feels funny. Funny because I don't know what to do next. Neither of us acknowledges the fact that we are holding hands. We stare straight ahead. I don't know what she is thinking. I don't know what she is feeling, mainly because I am too busy wondering what I am thinking and feeling. Patricia's hand is smaller than mine, warmer than mine, and sweat does occur. Can't tell whether it's my sweat or hers, but hand-holding definitely seems to involve temperature, softness, and humidity. Now I have to break the magic spell, let go of her hand, and dash to the men's room upstairs. This is an excellent time to escape the movie, too, since there is smooching on the screen, and I'd just as soon avoid watching that. Oops. What if I am supposed to smooch with Patricia? Is this part of the hand-holding deal? I hesitate, returning from the restroom, because I don't know what is going to happen next. Up till today, I've spent my life attending Saturday movies with my buddy, Elmo Riley, or brother Ronnie. Movies have almost always been about guy time. I'm already missing that. Eventually, I return to my seat next to Patricia, but the magic spell has evaporated. There is no more hand-holding, but we do watch the remainder of the film and giggle unnaturally now and then. We head for the bus stop and go our separate ways, but we both know that a first-time thing has happened in our lives. We just don't know what to think of it. It will be years before I learn how to smooch. I'll get to smooching eventually, but right now, all I can do is reminisce about the good old days when Bo Riley or Ronnie and I would hop a bus, head for the Ritz Theater, watch a double feature complete with two cartoons, a serial installment, and lots of action-filled previews, and eat all the popcorn and glug all the carbonated fluid we could hold. And now and then, I also reminisce about Patricia White's left hand and how wonderfully perplexing it was to hold hands with a girl on purpose for the first time ever.